Warning, this video contains adult language and is not suitable for children.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you.
This isn't where my home, like this planet, this life, it isn't mine. When I draw and I paint, that's my home. Right?
Wow.
And when I'm done my art piece, that painting or that drawing is like a souvenir I'm bringing back to show you that I was gone away.
Wow.
But I can't take anybody to where I go because people here wreck everything.
Yeah.
So it's like my own place. So those people, I imagine, are people that are there.
Amazing.
All right, Pax, you gotta sit. You wanna be on my podcast? My sexy podcast. You wanna be on my sexy podcast? Yeah? Okay, everybody. Welcome.
This episode has been brought to you by Slickwid Lube, natural intimate products from slickwid.com. Check them out on YouTube at Slickwid Intimate for 6 tips on better oral and all about their flavored lube. Follow Slickwid on Twitter at Slickwid. A big shout out to CEO Dean Elliott on Twitter at Slickwid CEO for giving me 2 different packages of his amazing Slickwid lube. I also love the Slickwid t-shirts and the fun Slickwid stickers. Thanks from everyone at Maxine X Productions.
All right. Doug, thank you so much for coming to my podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you. First of all, I want to introduce you to people who don't know you.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come for you?
Friend Doug, and he's an amazing artist, and I want to introduce him to the world because I love him, and I want the world to I want more people to know him so they can love him too.
Hey everybody, I'm Maxine X, and I'm in my store at Maxine's Adult Playground, and I just want to share with you that I am wearing this shirt. So check them out, we're selling them in the store. There's a whole bunch for guys.
The one thing I have to say about Doug K1, he's got such a good heart, and the energy and the aura that I get when I hang out with you or just talk to you is different than anybody else. So first and foremost, he is my friend, but I love his art. He's an amazing artist, and I find that his art has characters that are just so lifelike, and it's something that, you know, if you're not an artist, you want to know, you're curious where this imagination of these characters come from, who are they in your imagination, what's the story behind some of these beautiful and amazing and sometimes just it's creepy but beautiful characters. Who are they? And then the next thing I'm going to talk to Doug about is he has a YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel he created because I pushed him. I didn't mean to push you so hard, but I pushed him because I find that there's something about Doug that he could do a major service to the world. He could help other people. He could help people who don't understand mental illness. He can verbalize it in a different way that not too many people can verbalize it, let alone people who have mental illness.
Good morning. So I'm just going to make my coffee and talk to you for a minute. So my friend Maxine is doing vlogs and blogs and stuff. She knows how to do stuff like that. Like, she's comfortable talking to people on cameras and stuff. And her husband Scott, who's also a great person, knows how to do camera stuff and editing and all stuff. They're a good team. They're a couple. They're married and they're a good team. But anyway, she's been telling me for a long time I should try doing vlogs and blogs, but I don't know nothing about them. So this week I was trying to practice because she gave me the idea, right? Like, she keeps telling me. So I'm trying to do it. And then I was trying to do an art show. And some people may have noticed that I put it up and then I took it down. It's because, my vlog thing that I'm working on that I mentioned with Maxine, is about mental illness and stuff. So it's funny because I was doing the art show thing and working on it all week, trying to practice right here in my kitchen every morning. And my mental illness got the best of me, I guess you could say. And I deleted everything. So my friend Maxine, I think I said this before, my friend Maxine kind of told me I should do this. So I'm going to call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and do a video once a week. I'm going to call it like a video journal. Obviously, you could probably tell that I got like mental issues. I have schizotypal, which is cluster A. It's also known as an eccentric cluster, which is schizophrenia, schizotypal. I have a borderline personality disorder, which is a cluster B. It's also one of the most difficult mental illnesses for somebody normal to live with, so I'm kind of a handful. You can ask Tab about that. She's my best friend and roommate. She has a horrible time sometimes with me. I have chronic depression, chronic anxiety, and ADD, so I have a hard time focusing on things. And I have difficulties like that. So I'm going to talk about that kind of stuff and the characteristics of that. I'm also going to talk about art because I kind of, I draw and I paint. I dabble with photography, stuff like that. So I'm going to talk about that a lot. I had a pretty traumatic childhood. I'm going to tell stories about it here and there as well. And I kind of have some different views on things that are going around today. Like, not really news, I guess. I don't know. But I'm going to talk about that a little bit, too. But I'm not going to get too far into it because it's mostly just opinions anyway, right? Like, so who cares? But, yeah, so that's what my channel's going to be about. And it's the first one that's going to be definitely dedicated to Maxine because she's the one who's kind of, like, pushed me. But I'm going to leave a link at the bottom of my first video to her stuff because she's an incredible woman. She's done movies. She's an author of a great book. She's been an entrepreneur with her own shop. She's had two stores at once before. And one of her bravest things that I admire about her is when she had enough of the government in Canada, she just packed up and went to the beach in a tropical area and just left, like sold everything and left, which I think is very admirable. And her husband is a great man too. He's an artist, he's been a bodybuilder twice. He's been a bodybuilder, then he went off and did other things, and he went back to bodybuilding again. He's a filmmaker, he has web design, like, the two of them are like a power couple. So I really admire them both very much. So I'll leave links below for their stuff, because they're kind of like the motivation and the inspiration for me to try this, and I hope my stuff works. So anyway, that's going to be what my thing is going to be for 2021, is I'm going to try really hard to make art I'm going to get my t-shirt business back going with help from my friend Crystal and Tabitha and my friend Clarissa. She lives far away, but she does a lot of the modeling and stuff. And we're going to try and do the shirts back up, drawings, art, photography, and a video journal. That's what I'm going to try and do. So I hope that it all works out. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you. Bye.
And I think you can do amazing things for people. And if I could just get the world to know you, then more people could discover your channel, listen to your vlogs, watch you paint and do your art. And I love the music that you put with the art. It's amazing music. And I don't know where it comes from, but it's a really cool soundtrack. So, Doug, thank you so much for coming to my podcast. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, good. Wait, I'm going to turn up your volume just a little bit. Okay, Doug, say something.
Hi.
Okay, that's better. All right. Because my earphones aren't very loud, but I need them for the microphone. So now I can hear you on the speaker a lot better. So welcome to the podcast, to Diary of Maxine X podcast. And the reason why I call it this is because it's kind of like, it's going to be about... it's like a diary of my life, and it's going to be a diary of my, it's part of the title for my memoirs, which I'm writing about my life and work. And not only is it just about work, it's going to start in my early childhood where I had issues. And literally, when I was very young, I used to pray to God to like take me away from this earth. Like, literally, I don't know why, but at 12 years old, I remember having, as early as 12 years old, having these thoughts. And I didn't want to be on Earth. And I was just like, I don't like it here. This, like, I didn't feel like I belonged. I was like, I don't like it here on this Earth. Just take me home. Like, you know, I was just like, to God, take me home. And then I had some issues, too, throughout my high school and my teenage life and my 20s. Which I was watching your video today and you were talking about suicide and how like you saw this meme, you didn't like this meme. And the meme was saying something along the lines like, you can't talk for everybody who's ever tried to or thought about suicide, right? Mm-hmm. And this was an amazing video that you said, because it's fascinating because you're right. You're totally right. And like, what if it's like their choice that they want to opt out? But what if they're all different versions of what goes on in people's heads, that these memes can't just speak, or the TED Talk can't just speak for other people? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm good now, but I have battled it throughout since the earliest was when I was 12. And I battled it ever since. And I did attempt it once. And I did just want to just like go to sleep and wake up. I mean, not wake up. And then one day I did it. I took some pills. And then I woke up and I was like, my first response was like, shit, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I got to get up and go to work. I mean, that's the short version of it, but it was like, shit, it didn't work. And then when I hear you talk about stuff like that on your vlog, I literally was like, that is like, it's amazing how you can just express it or vocalize it.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to paint, but I wanted to kind of talk about something that kind of bothers me a lot about, and it's about suicide, because I seen this meme the other day, and it's like, people who commit or try to commit suicide aren't trying to escape life, they're trying to escape pain. And it kind of pissed me off, because how big of an ego do you have to speak on behalf of every single person that's ever tried to kill themselves or has killed themselves? Like, you're speaking on behalf of millions of people.
And the person who wrote that must have a really big ego to have that kind of confidence in themselves that they can speak on behalf of everybody. Because you don't know why people do that. Everybody's different, right? We're not supposed to generalize, are we? But they did. And I'm not saying that suicide is good or suicide should be taken lightly at all. But, I mean, a long time ago, suicide was something that people did for all kinds of different reasons, right? Like, if you were in war and you were captured by the enemy, it was kind of appreciated by your country if you would kill yourself before they tortured you, because they didn't want you to give up any information. Kamikaze pilots would, if they ran out of bullets or something, they would fly into your plane and kill themselves instead of going home, because it was honorable to take out the enemy. You know, like, I'm not a historian or anything, but there's a lot of reasons why people would kill themselves, and sometimes it's because they like to have the feeling of control, that they can go when they want to go, and when life's not enjoyable anymore, it's their choice whether they would like to tap out now or wait until they're old. Maybe they're living because it's fun, and when it's not fun anymore, they want to go.
And I'm talking a lot right now. This is the introduction. I'll edit it. But I just want to say thank you for making your videos, and I love your art. So let's get started. Tell me, first of all, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been doing really well lately. I haven't been getting out very much, but other than that, everything's been good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. And what about your art? What have you been working on lately?
I've been painting a lot and sketching a lot. I'm trying not to paint as much because I've been storing it. I got a storage unit, and I've been putting the art in there. Because of COVID, I can't have an art show.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been painting and then sticking it all in the storage unit. And
yeah.
And I've got so much now. So I'm trying to
you stick have everything for the art show.
Yeah. I'm ready for an art show anytime.
That's great. Okay. Now, Doug, at the beginning of this video, when I do it in post, I want to put a couple of your video clips from your YouTube, and as well as some of your art. So when I open up and introduce you, I'll have some art and some of the video clips that you have on your YouTube, if that's okay.
Sure.
Great. And I want to ask you about the one thing that I'm always fascinated about is, who are these characters that you are creating in your head? They're so lifelike. They look like they have a soul. Do you know what I mean? Who are they?
I don't really know. I wrote a thing not long ago. I read it to my one of my workers the other day, and she liked it. I wrote, "This isn't where my home, like this planet, this life, it isn't mine. When I draw, I paint, that's my home, right?
Wow.
And when I'm done my art piece, that painting or that drawing is like a souvenir I'm bringing back to show you that I was gone away.
Wow. It,
but I can't take anybody to where I go, because people here wreck everything.
Yeah.
So it's like my own place. So those people, I imagine, are people that are there.
Amazing. And I wanted to know if you could tell any kind of stories of some of these characters, of these people that are in this place. Like, I see, like, when you see his art and you see sometimes the eyes are the windows of the soul, and it's something about your art that has, like, almost a lifelike, like, they have a soul, they have a story. And I'm always curious, what is their story? Thank you.
what you pay for that. And once you're gone, you can't ever come back. When you're out of the blue and into the black.
I don't know. In my head, I kind of think of like a town or a village, someplace, okay. but not like one that's here. Something more like in the desert or in the forest, you know, like something that put together, like a commune.
Cool.
And
do you
those
have
are,
a conversation with them, okay, yes, it's your art, but some sort of. Something that you can just describe to maybe a story or something along that can go along with one of your pieces or something.
Well, I kind of daydream about them sometimes, like while I'm drawing, I'll kind of daydream about certain things about them, but not a lot, just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love the videos where you're actually painting and drawing and sketching. I love them because it's like to see an artist at work is like, hey, you can see an image. Okay. And then people take it for granted. You know, they take the work that you put into it for granted. If they don't see you painting and drawing and stuff like that. And then, of course, the music is really cool. Where does that music come from?
They're just songs that I like a lot. I like them. And I try and find things in the songs that mean something to me.
I love it.
I have a very special friend. I've never met her. Her name is Snow. She lives in Florida. And we've been friends for about, 10 years now on the internet.
Wow.
And she bought me a GoPro. So I can start doing painting while I'm talking. I can paint.
Oh, that's great.
Well, but I had problems with it, though.
Okay, what is the problem? Because I have a GoPro. Maybe I can give advice.
Well, I had problems with setting it up at first. And now that I have it set up, I'm having problems with, while I'm painting, it's too, like, there's too much movement.
Okay.
So I have to work on it a bit more, but.
Let me give you some advice. What about, like, putting, okay, this is my GoPro, and I have a stand for it. Do you have any kind of stand or anything that you can put your GoPro on? Because if you don't have it moving, that will help. Because the thing is with GoPro, okay, don't put it on 4K. If you have it at 180p or 180 or whatever, it has a little bit of stabilization. Now, I can show you a little bit later, but there's like settings that I started learning. Oh, I found a YouTube channel, and it tells you the settings to stabilize it a bit better. That will help. Second, I also have it where you can hook it up to your phone. There's an app. And you can, instead of looking on the camera, you can look on your phone and it'll open up to the screen and you can literally see the camera version. If you have it like this, for example, you're not looking at the screen and you have it facing you, if you have it facing you kind of thing, you can have your camera set up, your phone with the app on it, and the screen will pop up on it. And that way you can see the angles way better. I'll show you, okay?
Request to create a tutorial showing the ins and outs of the GoPro app. So I'm gonna do my best to answer any questions I've had over the years relating to the GoPro app, and also give you some helpful tips to navigate through it. First of all, the GoPro app is GoPro's mobile app, which allows you to use your camera's Wi-Fi connection to connect to your phone or tablet. You can then use the GoPro app to adjust all of your camera's settings, and you can also see a live preview of the composition, which is really useful, as well as transfer media, and also do a few other functions.
Okay, I'll teach you and I'll show you some links, because the GoPro was really cool. It's just, it took me a little bit to even figure out the basics. So let me show you before you give up on it, because GoPro is pretty cool, but there's some tricks and stuff like that I'll teach you.
The girl that sent it to me, you'd like her because she has a gift. She is one of the only people that know when something's wrong.
Oh, wow.
She'll message me randomly and say, are you okay? When something's not okay.
Sensitive. She's sensitive. She's empath.
And she
can pick up on you. You know why?
We've never met or anything.
You know why? See, I just got goosebumps. You know why? I got goosebumps because I've been practicing my spirituality. And when I get like goosebumps is when spirits come around or when I'm right. And the reason why is because you and her were with each other in another life. So you know each other from another life. I know you don't believe in this stuff, Doug. I know it. It's okay. I believe it. Tell her. She'll agree with me. Tell her I got goosebumps as soon as I thought about the first thing that came to my mind was a vision. And the vision was that you guys were together as friends in another life. And the reason why you're such good friends for 10 years and you've never even met is because your souls already know each other. So tell her you guys were with each other. You were friends in another life. That's why.
Okay.
And I can feel it. I got goosebumps.
Let her know. She'll like that.
Yeah. Tell her I'm practicing my spirituality when it comes to being sensitive about stuff. And so right before this podcast, by the way, I have to tell you, I do this thing not all the time, just for your podcast right now. So far I didn't do it with anybody else. I was like, debating, should I take a shower? I'm not going to, I'm like, no, I'm going to take a shower. So when I take a shower, I imagine like any negative energy falls off of me and then goes into the shower. And then I imagine a white light, which is a bright white light to be cleansing. I lit candles, which I don't do all this. I light candles a lot, but I don't do this all the time for my podcast, but I lit candles and incense, and I said, I'm calling on Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel and my spirit guides, because what I really want is to make a really good podcast so people could see Doug, who I love, in the way that I see him, and they could follow his channel, and they could learn about mental illness, they could see his amazing art, they could buy his amazing art. And I was like, this could be a very important episode for me, podcast for me. So this is what I exactly said in my head. So just so you know, this is important in that what I said. I don't need to make you feel like whatever, but what I'm trying to say is that I just want the best. You know, I want the best for you, and I want you to succeed. And I want you to know, which is very, very difficult sometimes, because I know some of the videos, like, of the challenges you've gone through, that it's difficult. But I want you to know that somehow, somewhere, even though you feel like you're not from this earth, you are here on this earth for a reason. And the reason is because you are here to help somebody. At least many people, but at least one person you're going to help. And you may not know that person, but with the future of your videos, you will help people in a sense that you could change their life in one, understanding how confused they are in their head because you are able to verbalize it. Two, you're going to connect with people. You're an amazing artist. And just the way you even do your blogs is really good because it's so natural. Like, it, opposed to, say, somebody sitting in a studio, you're doing your art and you're just chatting and don't have to talk long. But the little bit of what you do is going to help many people. You just have to have more views.
Morning, everybody. I wanted to kind of say some stuff about art today. A lot of people that have mental illness have very little money, but have very big imaginations and creative ideas and stuff. And sometimes not having money can hold you back from your creative ideas. But I have this, like, philosophy on that. I think the more, like, the better stuff you have to create with, the less imagination and creativity you need. Because everything works, right? You don't really have to try so hard. Like, everything is fine, you know? Like, everything's working. You have a nice studio. All your brushes are top-notch. You got the best paints that you could ask for. Everything is great. You don't really But if you have little money, it kind of forces you to be more creative.
And I'm going to help you because I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah. Doug, can you tell, it's not the easiest thing, but can you tell anybody, tell us a little bit about your story? Now, I know that I have video clips of you on your blog, so if you don't want to, I can always put a little clip of your story. But if you want to, it may help.
Well, like, my childhood, you mean?
If you're comfortable. If you're not comfortable, that's fine.
Well, I had a very traumatic childhood. There was a lot of bad things happen. And now, I never thought, like, I was raised to think that you just keep that a secret. You don't talk about it. Nowadays, I'm getting so much help. Like, I got a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a crisis worker, a community worker. I got a new family doctor that's connected to the Mental Health Association. I got everything, and everybody's helping me, and I'm on medication. And they're all saying that it has to do with my childhood. Everything that's wrong with me all has to do with my childhood and my upbringing. So I'm just starting just now this week, starting to talk about some stuff that happened 40 years ago that I've never really talked about in detail before. Like about my feelings toward it and what happened and how I felt when those things happened. So it's going to be really hard for me to talk about them because I don't even know some of those feelings now. Like they're just starting to come out and I'm just learning about it.
That makes sense. I don't want you to go too far and all that but at the same time, it's a story that I can even just show probably on one of your video blogs. So you don't have to go through it. But it's a story that is like, it's something that most people couldn't imagine. Do you know what I mean? The things that you went through. And the thing is that you survived. You survived it.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you.
And you have come through it. And I was also looking on one of your videos of all the cartoons you have done, the pile of scrapbooks that you have, that you've had your cartoons in amazing magazines all over the world.
So what I'm going to show you guys is two stacks of binders proof that nobody can tell you no you can't. These two stacks are all publications of cartoon magazines and newsletters that I've been published in all around the world. In 1999, I used to kayak and backpack all over the place. I canoed and backpacked all over in my province, but my cartoons and stuff at first I started cartooning. I didn't know what I was doing and they sucked really bad, and I sent them to people and they said, we don't want your stuff. And I kept saying, yes, you do. You just don't know it. But you do. You want my stuff. But they did not want my stuff at all. And I kept trying. And they said, no, stop sending it. We don't want your stuff. And I kept trying to cartoon it, be a cartoonist. And I really sucked at it really bad. And I was getting better, though. And I don't know, man. I just kept trying and trying. And that's a Boy Scout magazine. But anyway, this is for the government. This was for the government of Nova Scotia. Actually, government job. Thank you, letter. But yeah, I kept trying. And I ended up getting a catalog or something. Yeah, I kept trying, and I ended up doing a coloring book for a sheriff in the state somewhere. I did some illustrations for a couple books
for a couple authors, but if I had listened to everybody who said I couldn't do it, I never would have done it. But I remember going to the bookstore here in my city, and I was in 3 magazines on the shelf. I've been published in everywhere, South Africa even, New Zealand, Australia, just everywhere. I had my own cartoon series, and I did it for a long time, but you know what, I got depression, and I stopped going outdoors, and I stopped doing cartooning. But I'm in all of these things that I kept, I'm in all of them. And I'll show you some of the cartoons in a minute. I just put, you, if you keep trying, because I, you know, mental illness, don't let people tell you, if you have mental illness and people are saying, oh, you have an idea that you can do something, that's because you can. Like that idea, stick with your ideas. Don't let people cut you down, man. It took me a few years, but once I got doing it, people were calling my house, like from all over the place. All over the place saying, we need this and we need that. And I had a job and everything. Like, I wasn't like, this wasn't my job. This was just something I wanted to do. But I have a friend named Lee. And she is a bass player. And she's a really cool chick. She's got lots. She's an artist and stuff. She's got all kinds of shit going on all the time. She's one of those, you know, go get them kind of gals. And I was telling her, oh yeah, I used to draw cartoons. She says, show me. And then I forgot about it. So I'm kind of making this video to show her that, yeah, I did do this stuff. But yeah, I've been all over. Or I shouldn't say I've been all over as if me personally. But yeah, there's like over 500 times around the world. I've been, but I will find, all of these magazines have my work in them. See, here's an example. I don't even know what magazine this is. This is the Boy Scouts of, I don't even know if it's American or Canadian, actually. I forget. It's been so long. But there's some of my work right there. Frick Outdoors, it was called. Marshmallow's talking to the other marshmallow. And you know what? I didn't have very good equipment. I used a Sharpie marker and some pencils and paper. I didn't have anything fancy. Didn't have any money. I was raising some kids and stuff at the time. Even my backpacking gear, man, that's, and stuff, I started small. I had to work my way up. My trips weren't far. But you can do anything. You don't need the best of stuff. And you just gotta keep trying, man. And you can do anything you want. So anyway, Lee, this is for you. I'm just wanted to show you. But yep, never give up. If you have an idea and someone says you can't do it, because I got lots of those things. People telling me I couldn't, but you can. And now look at. And I got a big Tupperware Tupperware bin in my closet still, full of gifts I got from all over the world. I got stuff from Australia, canoe clubs for kids and stuff all over the world. Still packaged up gifts from people. I got cards from people and all kinds of stuff. Kids and families and stuff. It was a good time of my life, and I'm glad I did it. Don't give up. If you have an idea, follow it. I love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
Tell us about your cartoons and a little bit about that for people who don't know.
I think it was in 1999. I think it was that I thought, I want to be a cartoonist now. And I didn't know how to do it. So I started trying to make cartoons, and I didn't know what I was doing. And nobody wanted my cartoons. So I was sending them to magazines and stuff, and nobody liked them. So I kept doing it. And I started getting emails back, people saying, please don't send us any more of your stuff. So I just ignored them, and I just sent them more. And then within a year, I was being published all over the place, and the people that were turning me down were asking me to do special jobs for them and designing greeting cards for their customers. And it took me about a year.
You were there.
Yeah, I knew they wanted me. They just didn't know it yet.
They didn't know it yet. Well, I saw some of them. They're really great. So how many do you think approximately magazines and stuff like that approximately that you've been in around the world?
I've been published over 500 times now.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And okay, so now your art. Who is buying your art? Because I know that you've told me some stories, some like rock stars and stuff like that, that are buying your art in album covers or something.
I've done a couple of like CD covers and stuff. I don't know if they're like rock stars like you'd see at like Joe Louis Arena or anything, but I do CD covers and stuff like that for, you know, whoever needs it.
Yeah.
I just did a band, a punk band in the UK. I did their t-shirt designed for them.
Cool.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love
your frickin' Zero t-shirts. And by the way, that's how I met Doug. I started modeling for his t-shirts. And yeah. It was so fun. It was so fun. We have some great pictures. I'll post some of the pictures on this video after I edit it.
Yeah, I'm starting my shirts back up again, too.
They're so cool.
I stopped for a while, started doing other stuff. I have too many ideas. And then I stop one and I'll do another thing for a while. And then I go back and do other. I'm all over the map, right?
Wait, that's an entrepreneur's brain, by the way. You have an entrepreneur brain. Like, if I follow like YouTubers on entrepreneurship and stuff, they always say they have so many ideas. Like they say exactly what you just said. So you have an entrepreneur brain in the art department kind of thing. But your stuff is so cool though. Like you could, it's just like if more people saw it, like, oh my God, I love your t-shirts. Your t-shirts were so awesome. Like, it's like his art on t-shirts.
I got more designs now. I just haven't put them on shirts yet.
Okay.
So.
How did you get started with putting them on shirts and stuff?
I just wanted to have, I wanted to have a t-shirt business. So.
Cool.
So I just did it.
Scott, you got it done. Hold on, let's see if I can get him. Scott?
I don't have my makeup on.
Say hi to Doug. He was working out.
I don't have my makeup on or anything.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I need a new shirt.
Oh.
Is this one of yours?
No.
No.
Well, you should. Can you do one like that?
No.
I'll make you one.
Do your version.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Take care, Dark.
All right. See you later.
He likes his comfy shirts, and even if they have holes in them or if they've been so old, it's like, this one is so old. He goes, yes, but it's so comfy. Okay, so you're thinking of doing some more t-shirts. Awesome. So, yeah. First of all, you have, what kind of things do you have online that, say, for example, somebody wanted to get something, or we're going to put your links, but tell people where, if they wanted to check out your art, check out your t-shirts and that kind of stuff, or even like the online places they can buy stuff. Where do you have it listed?
I don't really have it listed right now. I post on my Facebook sometimes. So if somebody added me on their Facebook, or I don't have an art page either. I just use my normal Facebook for that. If someone sends me a friend request, I just add them.
Okay. So, we'll make sure we put your link. So you're able to, whatever links you want. But you have some stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and then, of course, when people see your YouTube.
Yeah, I'm just starting. I did a Wix website, but I'm not done it yet.
Okay. All right. So when you do, I'll edit it in and put the link.
Okay. Yeah.
So what else is up? What else is up during this crazy period of time in Windsor?
Oh, I've been staying in the house so much.
Yeah, your art.
Yeah, I sit in the air conditioning and I order food that comes right to the door. And
nice.
Yeah, and I just paint and eat.
Paint and eat. What kind of food do you eat?
I've been eating a lot of fast food.
Okay. Hamburger and fries?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what got me at 20 pounds overweight when I went down to Canada. I went to Canada and then I was eating way too much fast food. So I'm trying to get back into model shape.
I've seen your workout video and you're wearing a Freakwear t-shirt.
I know. I was going to tell you I was wearing my Freakwear shirt. I wear that shirt a lot. I was looking for it. I was like, oh my God, it must be in the laundry. Because I was like, where the heck is my shirt?
So, I want to start shooting photography again real soon.
Yeah.
That's my next goal.
I love your photography. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been doing it.
What is that? You know when you do your Facebook and you have like the music that goes with the art and it's kind of moving? How are you doing that edit? How are you doing some of your edits like where you have the picture and the art and it's kind of moving and then goes with the music. It's like so amazing how you do that edit.
There's this program, it's free and it's really old. It's so old. It's called Photo Story 3. It's on Microsoft.com.
Okay, really, it's so cool how you do it though.
It's really easy to use and it's like 100 years old.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, after I use it, then I put it in a more up-to-date program and do other things.
Oh, good for you.
But the first thing I do is put it in that program because it can focus in and out and drift around and stuff.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, how is Doug doing these like cool edits with his just these little like clips, these like small clips on his art?
If you can remind me, I'll send you the...
All right. Awesome. And I'll show you the links on the GoPro, and I'll give you some advice that I learned. And I found it really interesting because when I downloaded there's a GoPro app, and you can, like, hook it up to... It connects to your camera, like, by Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or whatever. And then you see it on your screen, and that way when you're facing your camera towards you, you don't have to worry about, like, what's it showing. You can see it on your camera, and you can control it. You can press stop. I even have the voice mode where you can say, GoPro, start recording, and it starts recording.
Oh,
so I learned a bunch of stuff. I only have the GoPro 5. Like, they're already, like, ahead. Like, they got GoPro 9 already. But I'll show you some videos where I learned some tutorials. So I'll send you the links.
I think Snow sent me GoPro 7, I think.
Nice. Does that one have Wi-Fi? Like you can upload onto the internet right from there? Or is that one 9? I think it might be the 9.
I'm not sure. Like the printing on the book is so small.
I know. Don't worry about it. Forget it.
I don't need it.
No. No, it's useless. I read it. There's nothing that you can get any kind of information off that book. Those things these days, these technology, they come with these stupid little manuals. They're useless. You know what I do? I put the title, the product in YouTube search, how to or tutorial, and it comes up and there's a million people teaching. And I swear to God, I started watching that stuff and I was like, I was learning when I went to Canada and I was learning and I was watching all these YouTube videos and there's so much you would never know. They have nothing on those manuals. They're garbage. So I'll show you YouTube videos because literally there's nothing in that book. Forget it.
I know Snow like sent me that thing, that camera, and I haven't gotten to use it yet to show her, and I feel bad. Like I want to show her. I want to show her I can use it.
I had this GoPro for a while. Like we got this GoPro for a while. Like literally, it was like at least a year or two before I decided to learn how to use it. And it was in Scott's closet. And I'm like, look, if you're not using it, I'm going to, like, use it. I don't know how to use it. And every time I kept doing something wrong with it. And so I decided to just YouTube tutorials. And there's a million people teaching, like, how to use a GoPro. And amazing stuff, like, that you can get out of it. It's just that literally you wouldn't know it until you watch a YouTube video. I'll show you some great links. And you'll be amazed. But there's certain things that you need to know is like you can change some settings. Like first get the app on your phone, which is the GoPro app. I'll show you what app it is. I just put search GoPro app kind of thing. It's called something, I forget. And then you can check out the videos. Like you connect it to your camera. It's like through Bluetooth and it's all through the setting. And you connect all that stuff. And you can change the settings. You can change it like a really professional camera to the settings. I just don't know all of those yet. But there's all those options. And then you can be able to see it on your phone. So that way you don't have to look to see if you got the right angle or not. You can see it like you just put it on the app on your phone and you look at that whenever you want. You can stop it. You can also use voice command. It's also waterproof. What else? Shockproof. If you get a stabilize it on some sort of tripod or wherever you want to stabilize it, it's better. Now it doesn't have good stabilization. So if you're doing something where you're moving, you want to put it on 180p or whatever, not on the HD.
That's my problem.
Put it on the 4K. The 4K doesn't have the stabilization. The 180 will have more of a stabilization. So you have to make sure you don't put it any higher than 180. You can put it lower, but not any higher. So that's the issue. Now, you don't need it on 4K. Now, 4K is great if you're going to go out and, like, take pictures of the beach and, like, all these crazy ocean pictures and stuff like that. Then, of course, maybe that's when you would get, like, a gimbal. A gimbal is like kind of a handheld thing that stabilizes it. Every time you move, it keeps it stable. So you don't need that unless you're walking and doing some action stuff. But you need a good, you know, tripod. And if you are having it on you while you're moving, the highest you can have it is 180p. 80. You can't have it any higher because the stabilization thing. Yeah. I'll show you some videos and I'll give you tips. I didn't even know any of this stuff until I watched YouTube.